Hi there. Welcome to the Desire to Done podcast for introverted virtual assistants. I'm your host, Billy Gardner. Today's episode is a roundup of my most popular podcast episodes of 2022. As I announce the winning episodes, I'll also give behind-the-scenes tidbits about myself or the topic. You'll find a link to all 10 of these episodes in the episode description, as well as a link to a YouTube playlist that includes all of them, making it easy to binge listen. Yes, that's right. All my podcast episodes are also on YouTube. Okay, here are the top 10 episodes of 2022, starting with number 10, which is the episode on overcoming the fear of putting yourself out there as a virtual assistant. I'm not surprised that this episode is popular because I hear VAs all the time say they are scared of promoting their business, especially introverts. So if you're feeling apprehensive about sharing your business with the world, you are not alone. Make sure you listen to this episode because I cover 7 tips to help you overcome your fear. And who knows fear better than myself? I'm scared all the time, but here I am on a podcast talking about myself and my business. If I can do it, you can do it too. At number 9 is figuring out your ideal client, why and how. One thing I loved about being a VA is that I got to choose who I worked with and who I didn't. With most jobs, you don't get the luxury of doing this. I know because I used to be an admin assistant and I've dealt with my fair share of cranky customers. This episode covers why you should figure out your ideal client before you start taking on clients and how to determine who yours is. At number 8 is 4 client processes you need before bringing on your first client. Processes. If you would have told me several years ago that I'd fall in love with creating processes, I would have thought you were nuts. Processes sound so corporate-y, and I am far from that. But let me tell you, they're actually magical. Processes are basically checklists. They keep you organized and your business running efficiently, which ultimately means you are saving time and energy. Before you bring on any clients, you must have your client processes in place. You need to know exactly what to do when a potential client inquires about your services, the steps you'll take once you decide to work together, how you'll complete your projects or tasks, and so on. Having processes in place takes some of the nervousness out of getting your first client because you'll be prepared and ready to go. So if you haven't listened to this episode yet, be sure to listen to it. The 7th top episode of 2022 is Passive Income Ideas for Virtual Assistants. I created my first passive income product, which was an ebook for VAs, within a year of launching my VA business. When I became a VA in 2014, there weren't many resources for new VAs like myself. I remember there was a blog and a couple of Amazon books. I felt there was a need for more resources, so I created an ebook on the basics of starting a VA business. Later, I created contract templates, a series of ebooks for VAs, a course on setting up systems and tools, and eventually my membership, the Introvert VA Club. I've also since written a book on how to hire a VA, and I teach classes on Skillshare. Passive income products allow you to make extra money without much effort once it's created. Even if you're not ready to create passive income products yet, it's good to have an idea of what's possible for your business in the future. In this episode, I covered the different types of passive income products you can create, plus tips and tools for creating and selling your products. Coming in at number 6 is the Steps for Building a Virtual Assistant Biz from Scratch episode. Starting a VA business doesn't have to be complicated or take forever to build. And sometimes you can become a VA before you have your business set up. If you're not familiar with my story, I actually didn't plan on becoming a virtual assistant. Years ago, I dreamed of quitting my job and working from home full time, but I couldn't make enough money with my side hustles. At one point, I had a jewelry business, then a blog, and later I tried coaching. Feeling frustrated, I reached out to a business coach and offered to help her with anything she needed in exchange for coaching because I couldn't afford it. To my surprise, She said yes right away, and I ended up falling in love with VA work. I then decided to continue working as a VA and focused on getting more clients. In this episode, I outlined 7 daily steps you can take to get your business started in a week. Moving on to number 5, get more virtual assistant clients. How to write a cold pitch email. Reaching out to potential clients you want to work with is one of the many ways to find clients. It may seem scary and spammy, but there are ways to do it in a non-spammy way. In this episode, I cover who to reach out to, how to get in the right mindset, and what to put in your emails. Have I ever pitched a client through email? Yes, a few times. Remember when I said I reached out to a business coach and offered to help her in exchange for coaching? That was an email pitch. I also later pitched my new Pinterest services to a blog run by 2 women. They said no, but one of the women said she'd like to hire me for her other business. When you send an email pitch to someone, you never know what the outcome will be. Sometimes you'll hear a yes, sometimes no, sometimes you'll get a referral instead, and sometimes you won't hear anything. But you won't know until you try. In at number 4 is tips for introverted virtual assistants. If you don't know already, I'm a huge introvert. I have a hard time talking about myself, get nervous around people, speak quietly, love spending time alone, and require a lot of downtime and recharging. So yeah, I understand introverts and the challenges they face. In this episode, I share 7 of my best tips to help you run your VA business as an introvert. If you're an introvert, you're not flawed. You just need to run your business a little differently than the extroverts. We're getting close to number 1. In at number 3 is 9 free tools for new virtual assistants. I like to keep it real with new VAs. There's really no reason to pay a bunch of money for fancy software when starting your business. In fact, many of the tools I recommend in this episode are ones I use for years, even as a seasoned VA. I cover tools to invoice clients, create online questionnaires, store passwords, sign contracts, store documents, and more. In second place, we have the episode on how I went from a job to becoming a full-time virtual assistant. I love historical celebrity and entrepreneur stories. One reason is that they usually share a time in their life when they struggled or failed, sometimes over and over until they come out on top. They kept going and believing in themselves, which I find so inspiring. And that's what you have to do sometimes. There's no such thing as failure. You always learn something about yourself when you try. In this episode, I share the things I did to go from wanting to quit my job for years to becoming a full-time VA in 3 months. These are actionable steps that you can take to build your VA business. And the number 1 episode for 2022 is 10 ways to find clients for your virtual assistant business. Totally not surprised by this one, since it's the number 1 question I get from VAs or anyone thinking about becoming a VA. There are multiple ways you can find clients, so the best thing to do is to try various strategies and see what works best for you. In this episode, I shared 10 ways to find clients you can try today. Well, that's all, folks. Those are the top 10 episodes for 2022. Remember, I'll have links to each of these episodes in the episode description, as well as a link to a YouTube playlist where you can listen to them all in one place. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.